A word for you from Matthew chapter 6 verses 22 and 23. The eye is the lamp of the body, so if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? The Lord in the Sermon on the Mount is pointing out just what hypocrisy is all about in this chapter in particular. He has spent so many different verses up to verse 18 talking about that. And in keeping with that theme, he then says, watch out regarding your treasure. Where is your heart? If your heart is with your treasure on earth, well, then that will be your earthly reward. And the Lord is saying, be careful. And if he's warning here, it is a warning for us too. Don't say it's just for the unconverted hypocrites. We are fully capable of behaving in this very manner of behavior which the Lord warns against. And so here he speaks about something that is of great importance here, the eye. Now let's start physically with the eye. In other words, what is it that you are seeing? Where is your vision concentrated? What is it that comes through the eye? And the Lord says, if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. What is it, dear friend, that you are looking at? Sihlobo sam, wena ubugani, amehlo akho anjani, anobumnyama na. We need to be very careful lest we presume that our eyes are pure because we read the Bible, we're having our quiet time. But are we also looking at that which is bad, allowing some darkness to come in? Now, it's not just the physical eyes, because even a blind person is capable of having a bad eye. Because it's that which we are thinking about, that which comes into us, that matters. And so the Lord is saying, what is it that comes into you? What is it that is in your heart? Because if your eye is bad, if that which you are allowing to penetrate you and to come in, that which you are looking at, whether it's physically or in your thoughts, it can bring in darkness. And if he says, if the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? He is saying, if you presume that you have light in you, and in fact it turns out to be darkness, then how great is that darkness? So, dear friend, is there darkness or light in you? Others will be able to see in your very eyes. The Lord does.